Just a month ago, Tenet, the nation's second largest hospital chain, was one of the stars of the healthcare business, beloved by Wall Street. That was before the Medicare audit, the telephone calls from the SEC, the investigation of two company doctors in California, and the precipitous plunge in Tenet's stock price. NPR's Rachel Miro reports on Tenet's swift fall from grace.
9 years ago, a company called National Medical Enterprises was reeling from a series of scandals. Under the leadership of a new CEO, Jeffrey Barbico, the firm settled federal fraud charges against its psychiatric hospitals, launched an ethics program, and changed its name to Tenet Healthcare. Over the next decade, the Santa Barbara-based company prospered, expanding from 35 hospitals to more than 100, from $2.5 billion in assets to nearly $14 billion. Gerald Kaminsky is Associate Director of the Center for Health Policy Research at UCLA.
The economy expanded during the 90s. There was more public money that was available and started flowing back into the hospital industry. And by the end of the 90s, hospital care in particular was quite profitable.
The bigger Tenet got, the more it was able to negotiate higher prices from health insurers and higher reimbursements from Medicare. But in late October, a Wall Street analyst publicly questioned Tenet's reliance on so-called outlier Medicare payments, a form of compensation for especially expensive cases. Hospitals generally get 5% of their Medicare reimbursements from outlier payments. Tenet gets more than 20% from them. Tenet spokesman Harry Anderson says there are good reasons for that.
We are the largest operator of academic medical centers in the country. We also have tended to focus in recent years on cardiology, open heart surgery, orthopedics, and other services that, by their very definition, tend to treat a certain number of people who are sicker than average.
Just a couple of days after the analyst's concerns became public, the FBI raided a Tenet hospital in Redding, California, looking for the records of two doctors there. Allegedly, as many as half the doctor's patients underwent unnecessary treatment, such as open heart surgeries and angioplasties. Tenet insists the two issues are unrelated, but the timing, they'll admit, was terrible. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department launched an audit of Tenet's outlier payments. Shareholders filed lawsuits alleging the company dragged its feet, telling them the bad news. In response, Tenet announced a major management shakeup. The chief corporate and financial officers both left the company. But if the departures were intended to shore up shareholder confidence, they didn't, according to Kevin Wenk. He runs Polyneuse Capital Management, a San Francisco investment firm.
To have those people now gone from the company just heightens the concern that there's something more there than has currently been described or identified.
As it happens, the SEC has also been talking informally with Tenet officials, both about the outlier payments and unusually high trading volume in Tenet shares, some of which appears to have happened before the big headlines hit the newsstands. For consumer advocates, long embittered by Tenet's aggressive pricing policies, the current troubles are a long-deserved comeuppance for the company. But to investors like Wenk, who owns Tenet stock, government regulators are simply overreacting.
What they were doing was completely permissible within the Medicare code. You know, were they doing it in a very astute way to generate the maximum amount of revenues they could? Yes, they were. Were they doing things other people in the industry weren't doing? Yes, they were to a certain extent.
Since early October, Tenet stock has dropped like a rock, from a high of $52 to the high teens. Federal auditors are expected to take at least 9 months to determine if Tenet was acting within the boundaries of the law. Rachel Miro, NPR News, Los Angeles.